This is the BBC Home Service. Hip, hip.
Hey!
Oh, what fun we're having. Listeners, will you excuse this breach of corporation discipline? But, well, whoopee! Woo!
Mr. Greensley! Come and hear, large, bloated, pipe-announcing gentleman. Or I'll belt the back of that great, fat, greasy nut of yours.
Don't speak to me in those severe overtones. I'll have you know that I've been very ill. In fact, I was at death's door twice.
Why didn't you knock? This small coward type dialogue. Bring all those stained glass corsets and give the listening listeners the old posh wireless cat air wall. Go, Walt.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the extraordinary talking type wireless goon show.
Thank you. Tonight's play was written by the great homeless author, lucky, smiling Jim Milligan, the darling of commentary. Now living in a damp leather Wellington boots off the coast of Highgate.
Tonight I present my masterpiece. Entitled The Mighty Wallator.
Hear that sound, listeners?
Yes, we can all hear it. Bach, Staccato, and Fugue by Bach. Written especially for Reg Dixon and his back full tar. It was that music that made me moon to take the organ. But that started many years ago in the Rhondda Valley Bach.
Hear that sound, listeners? A door.
Saucepan Bach!
Who's that?
I just brought your saucepan back.
Oh, it's that Ethan Bach from the pit bar. Your back, Harry, from the pit bar.
Yes, I found a piece of coal, so they sent me home.
Oh, lovely. Now sit down on Grandad and eat your nice, rich black bread and goat pie, Bach.
Come here, Puff, Bach.
Ow, Bach.
That's the first time I heard a cat bark.
Hello, nerdy Bach.
It tackles the brain.
Oh, hello, nerdy. Hello, nerdy.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I've been taking talking lessons. Hello, nerdy. I'm going to be an actor. Toby. Oh, not Toby. That is the question.
Shakespeare, huh?
No, that's Hamlet.
Oh. Have you seen Richard the Third?
Oh, no. He died before I was born.
Dead? He can't be. Only last week I saw him in a picture.
Oh. Well, it must have been an old one. Friends, Roman, and countrymen, and those living in Coventry, lend me your ears.
Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up, Eccles. Shut up, Eccles. Oh, that's me.
Harry, what's this I hear you playing the organ in the chapel?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Play it lovely, I do.
Then why have asked the congregation change their religion?
They don't appreciate a musical genius, that's why.
Well, that's...
You see, one day I'll be another Reg the Dixon. Another Sandy the McNab.
Hear the sound, missus? A door.
Good evening, Mrs. Seagoon Batch. Look, it is I, isn't it, Batch?
Are you kidding?
Oh, it's Greensley, the voice from under Milkwood. Lovely man he is, too. Pull up Eccles and sit down.
Oh, sorry, Bat. Mrs. Seagull, may I see you alone?
Oh, you devil. My husband's still in the house as well.
Madam, I came here merely to discuss Nettie. The villagers have sent me here with this money to send Nettie away for a musical.
Well, really, I never thought it was like that. You know.
And so Eccles and I left the village. As we reached the top of the hill, we turned and waved, and the villagers replied.
Hear that sound, business?
For years, we heard nothing from Nettie. And then, one day...
We heard nothing from him again.
We put a light in the window. Nothing much happened, except the house burnt down. The first people to see him again were two gentlemen purchasing arms.
Yes, Moriarty and myself were searching the North African desert for old derelict tanks and guns.
I'm walking backwards across the Irish Sea.
Stop the car. Stop the car.
I thought I saw a Greek urn buried in the sand.
What's a Greek urn?
It's a vase made by Greeks for carrying liquid.
I didn't expect that answer.
Neither did quite a few smart aleck listeners.
Drive on, Moriarty.
No, wait. Listen.
By the great sweaters of Sabrina. Did you see that gridpipe?
Yes, yes. A man driving a cinema organ at speed.
Yes, I can't understand it. The nearest audience is at Clapham.
The poor devil must be lost.
Lost? The pristine Ebola's. What the cinema organ is doing in the Sahara Desert.
It might be Sandy on holiday.
It's always Sandy on holiday in Sahara.
Good.
Look, he's turning round, and he's coming back.
Quick, Moriarty, put on evening dress. It's a white man.
I say hello there.
We say hello there, too. I have a statue of George III.
Oh, thanks. They give me a headache.
Oh, bad luck.
Needle not alone.
Of course.
I saw you parked here. I thought you might be having trouble with your car.
We are.
What's wrong?
We can't keep up the installments.
When did you buy it?
Yesterday.
I say, aren't you Ned Seagoon?
Yes, that's me.
Well, at last we meet then, face to face.
Horrible, isn't it?
Only for me.
Remains to be seen.
Man to man, Ned. How is the record selling?
Well, it's number Skimpson 3 and through on Housewives' Choice and third on the...
Stop this crazy type talking. Let's get going, Gridpipe. My wife is ready for you to come home.
Not so fast, crazy type frog eater. Nede, allow me to introduce my heavily oiled friend here, Count Fred Moriarty, crack leather Duquesne player and voted Mr. Thin Legs of 1912.
Correct him, please. Mr. Thin Legs.
Legs?
Yes, I only entered one.
Ah.
Now, Seagorn, tell us, what is that 50-ton brass-bound contraption you're driving?
It's a Wurlitzer.
We thought it was a Mirage.
Mirage? I've never heard of that make.
Dad, what wit. Well, not the same as Evelyn Waugh, are you?
Heavens, no. I wasn't born till 1918.
Then you must be the 1918 Waugh.
Needle out of low.
Touche.
Touche.
Sabrina.
I'm glad two-thirds of us agree. While the listeners are wondering what this all means, here is Max Gildray to play his perforated Arab neck twig and steam boots. Thank you.
And mighty well it served part two. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Stop. It did not take long for Grip-Pipe Thin to realize that Neddy's mighty high-speed organ would make good gun barrels.
Mr. Grip-Pipe Thin and Mr. Thin Leg of 1912 took me to lunch at the Frank Hotels in Cairo.
Well, did you enjoy the meal, Neddy?
You ask me why I only play my organ while traveling at speed, or faster. I didn't want people to copy my technique. I didn't like them looking over my shoulder, so the answer was, keep moving.
You are brilliant. You're the cleverest idiot I've ever met.
Then you haven't met the man who pumps the organ, Eccles.
Hello, Neddy. Now it's a winter of our discontent.
Shut up, Eccles.
No, shut up, Eccles.
Shut up.
Sit down, Mr. Eccles. Now that you're here, you can do something useful.
What?
Go away. Better still, put this to your head and pull the trigger.
Oh!
Thank you. Now, Neddy, I suppose you must be wondering why we brought you here.
You know, I've been wondering why you brought me here.
Neddy, we've had you play the organ, and we don't rather think that you've got it.
Rubbish! Next to Reg Dixon, I'm the greatest player in the world.
Nonsense. Ina Barger could play better than you.
I'd like to hear Ina Barger try it.
Little tone deaf lad. I'm an assault in the organ playing. You haven't a hope in the world of becoming a great organ player.
What? What a terrible, horrible shock. For 10 years I've studied organ playing in the Sahara, and now failure and sunburn. I ask you, what can I do with my 50-ton brass-bound organ?
Well, you could be the first man to break the world's land speed record in a world star.
I've never heard such a ridiculous idea.
Neither have I, but there it is.
Neddy, if you do this thing, you would make Reg Dixon green with envy, lad.
Mm, that sounds interesting. What do you say, Eccles?
Not I know, I'm dead.
And it suits you.
And it suits you, too.
Stop this crazy type humor. Answer now. Do you want to break the land speed record in a while, sir?
All right. What have I to lose?
Good work, good fight. Got him. Oh, yo, 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 oh.
April in Paris.
By raising an old zap at the bank, no mean feat in itself. I shipped my organ and its crew to Daytona Beach, America for the record run. There we engaged the world's greatest military organ engineer.
Clad Blanche, oh, you are, that's better.
And don't come near me.
Luddock, remember, loosen all the nuts and bolts so that when he's traveling at speed, the whole organ falls to pieces.
Thank you for telling me the plot. Now then, what about the moolah?
Moolah? No money until the sabotage is done.
What?
Stop using that foul language.
Hello. I presume your Major Bradlock come to help me maintain my organ.
I am, and how is the world for this morning?
Running like a bird. I'm not a booty. Yes, I warmed it up with Handel's Lager, then 2 laps of Reg Dixon's Back Cool Night Medley.
What melody are you playing for the record run?
12 Feet Back. It's the fastest tune in the world.
Well, to wish you luck, I shall have a nip of brandy. Are you going to have a tiny tot?
If I did, it would be the sensation of the medical world.
Oh, you naughty type well, it's a player, you.
Major, I want you to meet my organ pumper, Eccles.
Hello, Major.
Eccles?
Major.
Private Eccles.
Private Eccles.
Me old Batman. Oh, you remember me, Major Bloodnut?
I remember you, Major Bloodnut.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You must remember the good times we had.
I remember the good times we had.
Remember that nappy bird?
I remember that nappy bird.
What was her name now?
Gladys.
Yes. Of course, you were too young to enjoy it, but me and the lads, we had a wonderful time with her.
You and the lads had a wonderful time with her.
Yes. I wonder what became of old Gladys.
I married her. And then I deserted.
Deserted? Then why are you wearing that military medal?
Oh, my clothes are at the laundry.
You mean they accepted them?
Only for burning?
Of course, of course.
All was set then. Tomorrow, the world's land speed record the world, it says. In the meantime, Ray Ellington will play his canvas porridge bin and oiled groin book.
On Daytona Beach, a shock was in store for Neddy.
Yes, to my horror, a second great organ, the festival organ, was being prepared for an attack on the world's land speed record.
Stop that sinful, sexy, crazy American rhythm singing.
Oh, you're corny, buddy.
Yeah.
Yes, remember what Jim Davidson said? Get modern in 6 weeks or get out. Now, have you ever heard the Laberta? Yippa-ka-doo, a-coo, ya-coo.
You're driving me into a frenzy of evil dancing.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop my rhythm
dancing.
Stop that crazy rhythm, you sinful woman, me. Now, let's get on with the work. Have you cleared that E-flat pipe yet?
Yes, buddy. You're quiet now.
Hear that sound, missus?
No.
Eureka, it's clear, Min.
Oh,
it sounds real cool.
Real cool, buddy.
Get your woolen crash helmet on. I'm taking it out on a trial run.
You're taking my crash helmet on a trial run, Henry?
No, no, me.
You know him.
Get in, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Get
back. Okay, great.
Great wrinkled thing! Did you see that, Moriarty?
Yes, I saw that, Moriarty.
Another Morgan trying to break the record. This is more than fat and bone can stand. Any of you spectators have any knowledge of that organ?
Yes, I have certain knowledge. Large amounts of your archers are in the audience. It's a blue bottle.
Ah! It is a little cardboard instantly mechanic.
Yes.
Lad, lad, now. Tell me, what speed does Mr. Cran's organ do?
No, I cannot tell you. I've been sworn to secrecy by Mr. Cran and Miss Ballistray.
Lad, lad, lad. Tell me. And these 2 ounces of cardboard brandy balls are yours?
Oh, cardboard brandy balls. Thank you. With these tax sheets, my prestige will increase at school. Yeah, think again. If I gave one of them to Winnie Hemp, it might act like a love filter on her. And then...
Think, you devil!
Think, are you referring to me?
Think, yes, I am.
Think, you big fat steaming nit, you.
Think, take that!
Think.
Don't take it so hard. It is only in think.
Think. Doesn't say anything. Just think.
Hear that. Now, hear the bandy balls. Now, how fast does Mr. Crumbs want it to go?
I will tell you. 80 mumps.
Mumps?
Yes, 80 mph. Mumps.
Dad! Dad did. Mine's only ever done 50 mumps.
Then it must be destroyed. This means more scrap for us, business. Here, Neddy, put this bomb in the E-flat organ pipe.
I'm too fat to get in that.
Let me see now. Who's thin enough to get in?
Can I get home now, Captain? I get my
bag. Yes, you!
Goodbye!
Blue bottle, come down up at Mount Everest.
No, you were kidding. Glad you were going up in flames.
Here's a picture of Sabrina.
Where?
Put away. Now. Brenda, come here. You do. Now, put this bomb in Mr. Crumb's wallet, sir.
What? Yeah, all right, I'll do it. Cost for 50 pounds.
Dad, yeah, there are no flies on you.
I know, but they'll be back in the spring again.
There, 50 pounds in used custard.
Henry, yes. We've just done 50 miles an hour in the organ, buddy.
Yes, I'll beat that. Stand aside. So saying, I sprang into the cockpit of my wallet, sir.
Good work, Bloodnock.
cruel fate. My wallet, sir. Fallen to pieces.
Then we hold the record for Wallet, sir.
No, I'll not be forestalled or fivefold. Out of my way.
So saying, he sprang into Crumb's Wurlitzer and set himself into the leather playing seat. Zadok, did you remember to put the bomb in?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was how Neddy Seagoon broke the world altitude record for organ. Good night. That was the Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Finnegan, with the Railings and Quartet and Matt Geldry. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Finnegan, announcer Wallace Beasley, the program produced by Peter Eaton.